should be looking for a relationship with God and a relationship for Christ that will bring about the healing. Sometimes we get it twisted. Sometimes we get it all wrong. We just go to God and say, God, I need this, and God, I will do this and take care of this for me. And he's going, hey, when's the last time you and I had a chat? When's the last time you and I just sat and talked? What, you're praying to me now, and I hear you, my son and my daughter, and I'm going to take care of you. But how about you don't come to me every time you need a little something, something? How about just saying, hey, Dad, what's happening? We should, let me move on. Number five, working of miracles. The working of miracles is a manifestation of divine power. Yes. To perform something that could not be done naturally. Job 5:9 says he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. Psalms 77 verse 14 says, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. Jesus performed miracles because he had compassion on the crowds, and he acted with what? Kindness. His compassion was kindness over people. He walked with that compassion and that kindness in his heart. Well, I don't understand grumpy Christians. I just don't get it. Folks with attitudes and drama. What is going on? They have lost their minds. We are a nation that has lost our sense. We have no sense. What is going on? Without the fruit of kindness, we would not be able to use the gifts how God would want us to. We can't even use them. Number six, prophecy. Prophecy is a supernatural disclosure of a sudden spirit-inspired insight that brings exhortation to the body of Christ. In short, it means an opportunity to speak the truth or proclaim the truth. Speak the truth or proclaim the truth. We need to be bold people who speak the truth and proclaim the truth. Stop sitting around and sleeping. What is wrong with us? The Word of God helps us to understand characteristics and avoid misunderstandings associated with the gift of prophecy. And it shows us how we use the gift when we walk in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2 says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. Going back to the first gift and fruit, what was it? Love. Yes. Wisdom. Words of wisdom and love are directly linked. If you have all the other stuff, but you don't have love, who's going to want to listen to your words of wisdom? 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 14 says, do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy, when the body of elders laid their hands upon you. So when you get it, accept it, receive it, and use it. Goodness means to have decency, generosity, and righteousness. To exhort and to edify the body of Christ, we must first possess the virtues and the values which are synonymous with goodness. Number seven. Discerning of the Spirit. Discerning of the Spirit is to detect the true spirit behind the acts and the manifestations taking place around us. Basically, this is understanding one's behaviors or actions, or in some cases, like my wife is really good at with the discerning of the Spirit, a hidden behavior or an action. I can't get away with nothing, y'all. Yeah, I'm busted all the time, y'all. Yeah, I am. Even my thoughts. He's like, I know what you're thinking. Just stop there right now. I was like, Psalms 119, 125 says, I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may have understanding of your statutes. And Proverbs 28, verse 2 says, when a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. And that scripture right there explains so much about the United States right now. Sums it up for me right there. Discernment is used to build faithfulness with our Lord and Savior. The fruit of faithfulness is the foundation for being true only to our Lord. And it's the acts of the Holy Spirit. We may then seek the gift of discerning of the Spirit to further our perception of the workings of the true Spirit of God. Number 8. Different kinds of tongues. Different kinds of tongues is praying or singing in a supernatural or heavenly language which has a specific message associated with it. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. The wisdom that comes from heaven. James tells us about the things from above that they are pure and peaceful and gentle. How can we seek the gift which will deliver a message to God's people if we first do not seek the fruit of his likeness? Number 9. The interpretation of tongues. The interpretation of tongues is translating the message of tongues so that the heavenly message may be given. They're communicating God's own words and will. See, would you trust someone translating for you that put their own thoughts and words into your message when you were communicating? You know, when you're talking to somebody, don't you hate it when people tell you, oh, I know what you mean. You know, oh, you mean so? Yeah, oh, I get this. You know, and they, sometimes they'll finish it, and you're like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. And if you would just shut up long enough, I'll tell you what I was thinking and what I was saying, but, you know, just, you need to quit. So why would we trust somebody to do that? See, we would want someone of great self-control. Someone of strong and great self-control to be true and accurate. Now, knowing this, how much more would our Father want someone of self-control to translate his holy message to the people? I have to read all of this because there's so many points in this that I have to hit. So I'm going to read all of this. This is 1 Corinthians 14, 2 through 19. And it says, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to the people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them, which I love that right there. Right that I stopped right there and bolded that. No one can understand them. And it doesn't matter because why? It's not for people, it's to God. So you don't need to understand it. It ain't for you. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in tongues edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to